In this bulletin, students in New South Wales, Queensland and the ACT return to school. The Royal Commission into Australia's natural disaster management begins. And Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton speaks openly about his mental health struggles during COVID-19 lockdowns. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Public school students in several states are returning to the classroom as state governments continue to lift coronavirus restrictions. Only four new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed nationwide on Sunday as Victoria and New South Wales state governments announced a further easing of measures introduced in March to stop the disease's spread. This week marks a return to school for many Australian students, with all children at public schools in New South Wales, the ACT and Queensland returning to classroom full-time teaching today. In Tasmania, students will begin their staggered return to school today, with a similar approach commencing in Victoria from tomorrow. Public schools in WA, the Northern Territory and South Australia have already resumed full-time. The Royal Commission into Australia's National Disaster Arrangements will begin in Canberra today. Scientists will be the first to give evidence to the public hearings, with climate change and natural disaster risks set to be the main focus. In particular, scientists from the Bureau of Meteorology, CSIRO and Geoscience Australia will give evidence on drivers of natural hazards such as bushfires and floods. The hearings will take place electronically because of coronavirus restrictions and will feature a number of first-hand accounts from people affected by the deadly 2019-2020 bushfires. Western Australia is being lashed by a major storm, bringing heavy rain and winds of over 100 kilometres an hour. Ex-tropical cyclone Manga has left buildings damaged and thousands of properties without power. A Take Action Now alert has been issued for much of the state, with residents told to unplug electrical appliances, avoid using landline phones and stay away from windows. Danny Moscone from the Department of Fire and Emergency Services warns people to maintain vigilance with the wild weather forecast to continue today.
And we're asking the community to exercise caution. Stay indoors wherever possible and be mindful of any hazards like debris or falling branches. Don't go out on the water on Sunday or Monday. You'll be risking not only your life, but life of the marine rescue volunteers who will be called upon to help you.
Hundreds of extra transport staff are being deployed across New South Wales as students head back to school and more people return to work. Security and marshalling officers will be in charge of monitoring social distancing, and limits on the number of passengers will be enforced. New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance is encouraging parents to drop their children to school and for commuters to try to avoid peak hour. He says while trains and buses will be cleaned several times a day, there's still a risk.
And try and ensure that we don't see any risk to a second wave of COVID infections as a result of the transport network. It is the high risk area. It is the area where people can be crowded. And to that end, we just want to ensure that we keep everybody safe.
Hong Kong police officers have fired tear gas and water cannons at thousands of protesters and made over 100 arrests. Residents are flocking to the streets, frustrated by new security laws for Hong Kong proposed by the Chinese government, which many fear will undermine the region's autonomy. Many people are considering leaving the territory to escape China's influence. Kevin Yam is an Australian lawyer based in Hong Kong, who says several of his friends are considering migrating to Australia.
In the last few days, I've had a lot more of my friends asking me what do they need to do if they want to migrate to Australia. So for a lot of Hong Kongers, especially middle-class Hong Kongers with, you know, high educational levels, migration is something that's being thought about even more seriously now.
The Australian Associated Press has been given new hope as a consortium of philanthropists and media executives make a bid for the struggling news agency. The 85-year-old Newswire was set to close in June after shareholders News Corp Australia and Nine decided it was no longer commercially viable. The consortium is one of several interested bidders in talks with the AAP board and includes former Foxtel and News Corp executive Peter Toner. Mr. Toner says the AAP plays a vital central role in Australian media, with hundreds set to lose their jobs and warnings Australian media will become too centralised if the agency closes. Turning to sport, and in Formula One, six times world champion Lewis Hamilton has spoken openly about his mental health struggles during the COVID-19 lockdown. The British driver says he has days where he woke up without motivation and began questioning the future of his F1 career. Speaking as part of Mental Health Awareness Week, Hamilton stressed mental well-being isn't just about happiness, but it's about loving yourself. Let's see what the weather's doing for Monday. A possible early storm and showers in Perth, 19. Partly cloudy, 15 degrees in Adelaide. Much the same for Melbourne, also 15. Cloudy for you in Hobart, where it'll be 12 degrees. In Canberra, also partly cloudy, 14. A shower or two, a windy day for Wollongong, 17. Much the same for Sydney, 18 degrees. Similar conditions for Newcastle. Fine weather in Brisbane, 23 for you. Sunny in Cairns as well, 25. And also sunny in Darwin, where it'll be 29 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest SBS News.